about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are off. All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo! A lot of stuff to talk about. And boy, were the phone lines really, really heavy over the last 24 hours. And, one of you really liked the idea that I was, playing some of the responses. I liked it. The problem is we talk about so much in my 3-hour show, and throughout the country, everybody's listening at a different hour. So I apologize if I'm not playing all of your comments because, you know, we talk about so many different subjects. It's kind of nice to incorporate your comment into the subject, but it's still nice to hear what you guys have to say. So I promise I'll play some of those today. Looks like we got news on the cause of death of Andrew Breitbart, if I'm pronouncing that name, Breitbart, yes. Kind of interesting. He was only 43, and they said he had heart failure. No drugs, very little alcohol in the system, but heart failure. So that's kind of odd. We're going to be talking about that. Also, I guess 4 people have been accused of distributing contaminated cheese. I guess they scraped the mold and fungus off and resold it. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of pounds. I mean, crazy stuff. Going to talk about that. Looks like we have some sick and deformed fish coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, BP says everything is fine. We're watching the Mexico volcano spew. We'll give you updates on that. So as you can see, a very, very, very busy show. Very busy show. So please call in. We want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, yesterday we were talking about, or on the previous show, we were talking about education and children, having it easy. I actually spoke today at UNLV to a bunch of the pre-med students, pre-dental students, etc. And, I know these kids are good kids because, they could have gone off to lunch or, I don't know, had sex. I don't remember what we did at college. But instead, they decided to come to my lecture, which was really, really good. And it was kind of interesting because they were really, really concerned about debt. This is what we were talking about in the first hour. People are like, really? These kids don't care about debt. I say they do. They care about the country's debt, but they also really, really care about, their school debt. So don't think that the youth really wants to carry on our debt because they're carrying on their own. Boy, college is expensive now. I mean, college was expensive when I went, but dang. And remember, they're slipping in that extra fifth year. So many people going to college have to have a 5-year degree to graduate. I don't know who allowed that to happen. Man. Anyway, some of you guys have comments on the education system and what's happening in L.A. and how they're going to try to lower the standards so these kids can pass. Let's hear what you guys had to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What do you got for us, Kyle?
Hi, this is Catherine, and I'm listening to the show, and you're talking about how students are passing, but by the skin of their teeth, and how if it's not understood exactly why all this stuff is going on. Think back. This all started with that whole No Child Left Behind
thing. You're right. Yeah.
And if we didn't have that whole No Child Left Behind law, then we wouldn't have to be passing students that aren't really passing. They can't read and they get into college. And they can't do anything, but they're going on to the next grade. So it all started with that. And the thing is like you said, we're coddling these people, and that's not how life really is. Life is supposed to be, okay, if you fail, you fail, and you're going to have to fix it. And that's it. Otherwise, you don't pass, you don't go on. An employer is not going to be able to coddle you.
Exactly.
If you're doing something wrong at the job, they're going to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's that going to do to their psyche if they get fired? Well, they haven't learned how to deal with it from a child because there's No Child Left Behind law.
Right.
Which, that needs to be shot down and gotten rid of.
Oh, it needs to be
outrageous, ridiculous. you're right. If we did this in school, we ended up failing the grade, doing the whole year over again, or we went to summer school. If there were too many classes we failed, yeah, we could try to do summer school in one of them, but you had to still do the whole year over again because you didn't finish the rest of them.
You got to get it right. You got to learn it.
It's this whole no child left behind thing. That's where it comes from.
Thank you. No, great comment, guys. You know, I understand. See, that's a problem with a lot of these acts and legislation. You know, it sounds good on one end, and you know, you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, you know, these children shouldn't be left behind. We should be able to advance all of them, make sure nobody gets blown over, etc. But, you know, now you have, again, once you have a law, this is exactly the problem with healthcare. Once you have a demand, then you start to see all the other ramifications and you see, okay, wait a second. Okay, now if there's this demand that everybody passes, we got to figure out how to pass everybody. So not only are you not leaving children behind, but now you're having children that you've done a disservice to that never really learned the algebra, never really learned the geometry, really didn't understand Shakespeare, read Beowulf. Well, everybody gets a free pass with Beowulf. I read Beowulf 3 times in the 12 different schools I went to, and I still don't remember what it was about. So free pass with Beowulf, hands down. But absolutely. Fewer children are going to be entering college that know how to read, how to speak proper grammar. Grammar for me, and thank you. One of the calls did give me some grammar tips on fewer versus less. Thank you. That's right, fewer. Better word to say than less children. Thank you, fewer children. But there's a definite discrepancy with what children are supposed to learn, these teens as they're leaving high school into college, what they're supposed to know, what they're supposed to learn, and what they're actually being allowed. And so, Kyle's giving me a lesson. Yes, Kyle. How to speak proper grammar. Yeah, I tell you. Honestly, now, English isn't a second language to me, but I never really learned a first language appropriately because my mother spoke too quickly and my father had very broken English. So for me, I learned my English very haphazardly. I mean, I did well. I aced English. I knew my predicate. I knew how to not dangle my participles, but I never learned English as eloquently as, you know, the rest of my friends in the neighborhood. So you guys have to forgive me if I have a little grammatical error, even a Freudian slip. Sometimes that happens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we're just gonna, you know, we're just kind of catching up on your comments and all the different topics we've been talking about. I know I ask you to call in whether we're live right now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, but sometimes we're not live. I'd love to be on air 24/7, but sometimes I do have to use the restroom and sometimes I have to sleep and I have to work. So when you are listening to my show not live, you've been calling in and airing your comments on different subjects. And, you know, every now and then, maybe I'll kind of do this every, you know, few weeks or whatever, where I could just play back some of your comments. And I'm glad you're listening to radio because you want to listen to me, but it's really nice to hear how you guys are looking at the situation. For example, looks like the topic where we were talking about with these children and in the LA school district and the educational requirements they have to go on to college and the college entrance exams, how they're going to try to lower the grades and lower the standards such that these kids can move on. And many of you had comments. I can't play all your comments. Let's do another quick one. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What you got for us, Kyle?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is, I'm Gary. You have a nice show.
Yep, I do.
I've got a real problem with education myself. The whole problem with students today is, if you don't need to be educated, or if you fail in your grade schools, you keep going to the next grade.
You should be put back.
That's the big problem right there.
Yep, I agree with you.
It should be the other way around. If you don't pass your classes, you don't go to the next grade.
Agree.
And we're always going to have this problem because the students, they're not strong enough, unmotivated, and
lazy. Some of them lazy.
Teaching is designed for the good students, and the poor students are left behind. And I also have a problem with my foot. It's called Morton's neuroma.
Mm-hmm. Ouch, those hurt.
It's just a funny, weird thing, but I used to use inserts, and then I quit using the inserts, and it's gotten a little bit better, but it's just a weird, I don't know, some kind of nerve thing, but I don't understand it. But other than that, have a nice evening, and you have a great show.
Gary, thank you for your...
I appreciate it. I'm from Oxnard, California.
Oxnard, California, I love it. Gary, thank you for your message, and thank you for your point. Yes, if I didn't pass medical school, would you guys have wanted me to push on through and graduate? No. No, you would have wanted me to retake the class and retake the class and retake the class. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's go on to some medical news here. Sick and deformed fish are now spotted after the BP Gulf of Mexico oil spill 2 years later. We're talking about shrimp with no eyes. We're talking about tumors on these fish. We're talking about large open sores. We're talking about strange black streaks. BP is saying the fish is fine. They say the fish is fine. No worry about it, but, no ill effects should happen with human consumption. But I'm looking at this going, really? Apparently, a commercial fisher, Tracy Coons, told the Al Jazeera English media journal that at the height of the last white shrimp season in September, one of our friends caught 400 pounds of eyeless shrimp. Now, I know we don't eat the eyes. I'm not a shrimp eater. If you guys spit them out, good. I really don't think you need to eat eyes. All right. So an eyeless shrimp could be, maybe useful, just like a seedless grape. But doesn't that kind of make you feel a little, the heebie-jeebies? Right. In The Simpsons, they never ate any of those fish that were cyclops or missing eyes. In The Simpsons, they kind of avoided the fish from what I understand. All right. Tumors on their head, weird streaks. So, that's right. Blinky had three eyes on The Simpsons. That's right. So, okay. So it's like I was saying in the first hour of the show, I'm hoping what's been happening to the fish was because of the Gulf oil and the oil spill. I'm hoping it's not something else. Okay. I don't want to think that there could be something else deforming our fish. Any nuclear spill that we don't know about, radioactivity down there, I don't know. But of course BP is gonna, they're trying to finish up with this class action lawsuit. They want to be done. They want to be done and out of there. And no, there's gonna be some more. And when all this was happening a couple of years ago, they were saying, look, this is gonna be an issue for decades. At least 25 plus years. Don't think that any of the consequences that's going to happen, the ramifications to our marine life, is going to be done after they clean up the oil. And they're right. They're absolutely right about that. Okay. All right. Another topic that we were talking about, and I wish I had an answer, was with employer-based insurance. Still a major headline this week, how 1 in 4 people, working adults, now even back to work, can't get insurance, can't get on insurance, can't purchase their own, or they only have part-time job that won't cover insurance. And this is going to be a very, very big issue. We are in absolute limbo right now, just limbo, waiting to see what happens with Obamacare. Personally, I really hope the Republicans are getting to work. In fact, I think President Obama should be getting to work right now. I mean, I think if he was a leader, All right, and he sees that there can be an issue with his health care law while it's sitting there in purgatory, all right, as we say it, in the Supreme Court, and we have a feeling that the Supreme Court may overturn it. Don't you think it would be a good idea that the Democrats and the Republicans already start working on legislation that they could pass the second we get a ruling from the Supreme Court? If it looks like it's going to be a no, then fine. Let's start passing bills individually, like I had said before about pre-existing conditions, et cetera, insurance caps, et cetera. Maybe try to have small individual bills that will get bipartisan support. I mean, if President Obama wants to be smart, all right, and wants to maybe have a chance at this next election, come up with some, you know, one-page bills that can be can immediately be effective, and try to work towards a little better healthcare system. If I were them, I would already be prepared. Now, if the Supreme Court says, oh, Obamacare is fine, healthcare law, all good, go on your way, well, then great. They could just shred the work that they did. But in the meantime now, I think they should be getting their ducks in a row. Republicans, too, because if the Democrats are just sitting on their fingers, thumbs, waiting for the Supreme Court to say, oh, everything is, you know, hunky-dory, if the Supreme Court says no and they throw out the bill or throw out the law, you guys are ready with, okay, this is what we're going to do in Congress. Let's go, and then let's get it to the Senate. So I just hope somebody's thinking over there. I know you and I are doing a lot of thinking. I wish I had more of an answer. Let's go to some of your comments on the situation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. A comment. The doctor is just now talking about insurance, that you have to be an employer-employee group. Well, the law could be changed that you could have a group made up out of the bank where you keep your checking savings account, credit union, most any organization in which you're a member. And the price of insurance could come down by letting us buy insurance anywhere in the country, like automobile insurance, life insurance, heck, anywhere in the world. We should be able to get some of our money back from China through hospitalization insurance. It's the politicians that are making insurance expensive. Thank you.
True that. Absolutely. I tell you, it's so frustrating. You know, I know everybody says, well, the politicians represent the people. You know, you voted them in, they represent you. No, I think politicians are their own breed. And in order for them to stay politicians, they need to get funding. They need to appeal to lobbyists. They need to appeal to the larger group of voters. You know, you're really not getting somebody that mirrors your particular thinking all the time. You know, I mean, for me to sustain my profession and to be a doctor and to continue practicing medicine, I need to do CME. I need to, continually do classes, continually review material. I need to pass my boards, make sure my licensing requirements are good every year or every couple years. Right. And I mean, you know, there's things I need to do. Well, with politicians, in order for them to stay active and, you know, stay employed doing what they're doing, you know, they need to please the majority of the voters and they need to please the lobbyists or whoever is giving the money. I mean, I know what it's like to run for office, not personally, but everybody around me running for office, they need money and they need big money. So, it's probably not the best group of people to handle our life and death situation now of health insurance coverage and catastrophic coverage and coverage for our heart attacks and cancer and pap smears. I don't really think they care about our uterus as much as we believe they do. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dali at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. One of the emails of the previous hour asked if I have a tattoo. Try to keep them if you can, as, you know, medically relevant, but that's okay. No, I do not have a tattoo. But we did talk about this new tattoo laser that I guess works in twice the time. I don't know if it's out in widespread use, but they have developed the laser for those of you that need to take off Mary's name or George's name or Jorge, whatever you have tattooed on yourself. Apparently, there's a way to take it off in quicker time. So pretty cool. Also in medical news, they have a super salmonella bacteria now under the eyes of scientists. Now, salmonella, we've talked about salmonella poisoning from raw chicken and raw eggs. Well, now they have found a super salmonella. And this superbug, super salmonella, which is very difficult to say with my lisp, has the potential to become as much as 100 times more virulent than normal. Now, the scientists have found that some of the bacteria can be nastier as a result of, I think, antibiotic use in the livestock. Again, many of the antibiotic use we use is for, it could attack a variety of microbes, but it looks like we're making super salmonella. Apparently, the University of California, Santa Barbara, researcher Douglas Heithoff used a technique called animal passage, in which a pathogen is weakened or strengthened by infecting an animal with it. In recent research, that created a more transmissible version of the H5N1 flu virus. That's right. Remember when they bragged about how they were able to make H5N1 flu virus more virulent, and now they get to publish it so everybody gets to see how they do it. Anyway, scientists are able to create more virulent forms of the bacteria by infecting mice. Basically, what they're doing is how we have antimicrobial resistance antimicrobial resistance build up is because you treat them halfway. Okay, I'm not supposed to use the word half. You know what word I want to use. So you have a bacteria. You don't take your antibiotics the whole time. You don't take your antibiotics all the way through. You stretch them out. The bacteria that don't die off, they go, wow, that was it? I'm alive? And they make progeny that are stronger. Well, that's what they're kind of doing, manipulating with some of these bacteria. All right? They're kind of strengthening it or weakening it. Then they infect an animal with it. The animal passes it. And if the bug is able to live through, I guess, the passing, including the acid and everything else, you know, going on with the stomach's bowels, then they're hopefully making stronger bacteria. Now, I don't know why they would do this on purpose, except to, you know, take a look at the situation. But I do know that we've had very resistant salmonella infections because of antibiotic use already. So as far as I'm concerned, wash your food, heat your food. We spent a significant amount of time last year talking about what degrees of each food, whether it be pork, chicken, beef, you should cook. If you can't remember each particular temperature, I would just round it up to 165. Cook your food at 165. Make sure, try to avoid rare if possible. Even medium rare, you're pushing it a little bit, but cook that food good. Wipe down your counters. Clean off your utensils. And just try to stay away from salmonella. Whether it's a super salmonella or a not so super salmonella, I would just stay away. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dolly, I actually had a question regarding, I was listening to your healthcare stuff, and regardless, my wife and I are trying to get pregnant, and, I blew out my knee, and I have a really bad hip, and we had this question, this little concern, you know, whether or not that would affect her pregnancy, or her ability to get pregnant, rather. Mm. Oh, if you could go ahead and answer that for me, I'd be very much appreciative.
Well, I mean,
thank you very much.
No, thank you. I mean, you know, from a mechanical standpoint, I mean, if you are still able to, you know, do the moves that you need to do, I'm sure you'll be able to impregnate her. My concern would be medications. I mean, I wish you were live so I could ask you some questions. By blowing out your hip, what do you mean? Because sometimes you could be taking medications, and the medications could affect your sperm count and your sperm motility. I mean, I have had people that have been able to do the deed. Having fractures and being in casts, it's not as fun. Not as theatrical, but, people still can, procreate. I mean, we've had quadriplegics procreate. I mean, you can having an injury, we don't want you to hurt yourself, of course. You do have to be able to reach a climax. But if you can't move, you have a new fracture that's trying to set, no one's going to let you have sexual activity. They're going to want you to heal first. All right, but by blowing out, if you're talking about dislocation, talk to your orthopedist and say when you're allowed to do certain activity, you know, and your wife may have to do most of the work. And I don't want people giggling, stop the giggling people, but, you know, I mean, trying to have a baby, many people, they only have a finite amount of time, or especially people that are kind of checking their basal temperature and ovulation, you know, if you only have one or good 2 days a month, you know, it's months go by pretty quickly. And with biological clocks ticking, you want to be able to do what you need to do, So I definitely hear you with that one. But also, you know, keep in mind, some of these medications could have an effect on the sperm. But definitely talk to your orthopedist. All right, great question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, in the news today, conservative blogger Andrew Breitbart, who had passed away March 1, only 43 years old, the coroner, Los Angeles County coroner, had said in an autopsy report, boy, the Los Angeles County coroner has been busy, hasn't he? Whitney Houston. All right. Anyway, that he had heart failure. Now, when I heard this right before we started airing the show, I was like, wait a second, heart failure? 43 years old? Heart failure? I mean, I've seen meth addicts and cocaine addicts develop a dilated cardiomyopathy and go into heart failure, but he apparently didn't do drugs, from what we understand. There were no drugs in his system. Maybe a little bit of alcohol in the system. Sometimes we see cardiomyopic cardiac anatomical issues in young children and athletes, which is why we've been seeing sudden death on the athletic field. But this gentleman, who's obviously been exercising, which from what I think he was going on a jog that evening, you know, obviously lived to 43 years old. So I doubt he had some sort of a congenital heart disease. So it still, to me, leaves a lot of questions. Heart failure? I mean, you know, you could have a heart attack in your 40s, arteriosclerosis, but heart failure? So I don't know. Did he have uncontrolled hypertension? What? So, you know, I need a little bit more information on this one. This is still a little weird to me, a little bit weird. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, my question is that I heard this thing segment about enlarged heart. What's the relation between a large heart and diabetes? And it could lead to some kind of heart failure down the road. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's a good – thank you for your comment. Thank you for your heart failure and diabetes. Diabetes, and we've talked about diabetes, your inability to absorb and metabolize your sugar. Sugar stays in the blood system. You could start losing weight. We need to give you insulin or medicines to increase your insulin sensitivity so you bring the sugar into the cells. Sugar damages muscle. You know, people with diabetes and uncontrolled diabetes, they will lose muscle mass. They become malnourished. You could still eat protein, but a diabetic will be malnourished and you do lose muscle mass. Could you lose cardiac muscle? Yeah, in theory, absolutely. You could. With long-standing uncontrolled diabetes, absolutely. I don't see heart failure, though, in our diabetics that are kept really tight and in control. If you keep your diabetics tight and in control, that's great. Now, the big cardiac risk factor or the big cardiac consequence that you could have with diabetes would be arteriosclerosis. You will clog your arteries quicker. Having that sugar in your bloodstream clogs your arteries quicker. And with arteriosclerosis, you can then secondarily have issues with your heart, lack of blood flow, go into heart failure that way. So, yes, there is a connection. But if you are a very well-controlled diabetic, your blood pressure is in good control, your kidneys are in good control, so you're, you know, maintaining your fluids, you aren't going to necessarily get heart failure from diabetes. We're a lot more concerned about arteriosclerosis. Guys, these are great questions and great comments. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dial tonight. A big thanks to XM for airing our show worldwide. This is so exciting. Now, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. And if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your local market, please call your news talk station or email them. It's very easy. Most of them have ways to contact them and say, bring Dr. Dahlia. You don't even have to leave your name. Even if you guys are kind of closet Dr. Dahlia listeners, like, I don't want anybody to know I listen to her show. You could even use an anonymous name, right? Yeah. So you could call yourself Mr. Magoo. All right. They won't. You don't need to give your name. Okay. Speaking of heart failure, this is interesting. Fox News reports today that an 18-month-old toddler is being credited with helping save grandma's life. This was a little girl who's a year and a half old. Her name is Haley. She kept pointing at grandma's swollen feet. She was just fixated on grandma's swollen feet. So the family, who probably ignored grandma all day long, and many of us do, unfortunately, was like, oh my gosh, Haley's right. Smart little girl. And they looked at how swollen mom, grandma looks like was possibly going into acute heart failure. Got grandma to the ER. From what I understand, grandma's doing good. Swollen feet. Your feet swelling could be a sign of heart failure. So I got to tell you, you know, these kids, they're smarter than you think. You know, mommy, your teeth are turning yellow. Never mind. Yeah, I never was thinking about getting my teeth bleached until, you know, my kids are like, mom, you're telling me to brush my teeth? You know, but you know, when the enamel wears off, you get yellow. I hate that. I hate getting old. Now I'm looking okay. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, my name is Kenny Rushing, and I have this medical question. I have a neurological condition, but I developed a sudden electrical shock, simulated pain at the bottom of my right foot.
Ooh.
It happened about 5 or 6 times, and when it does, it creates a numbing sensation at the bottom of my foot. I'm just curious what that may be. Thank you.
No, thank you. Wow. Ouch, that hurts. I mean, it's obviously, we call it neuropathy, you know, an abnormality that's happening with your nerves. The shooting pain, it's miserable. For any of you guys who have had shooting pain, last week I was getting that kind of shooting pain in the neck because I was on the computer for so long. And, you know, I've been in multiple car accidents, and so I've been okay. I know, I drive like crap, but, you know, whiplash injury and stuff. That shooting pain, you can't do anything. You can't rub it. You can't even take a medication for it. I mean, it's considered neuropathy, and someone needs to take a look at you. It could be from a pinched nerve in your back. Sometimes diabetics will have that, where the nerves, because they're not the most healthy because of the high blood sugar in the bloodstream, feeding the nerves. Great question, because we were, you know, just talking about diabetes. You could get very painful feet. But the diabetic neuropathy, if I had to stereotype it would, or classify it, that pain is more of a longer lasting type of pain, a longer ache, or the numbness lasts longer. This shooting pain, to me, makes me think that something's pressing on it every now and then. It makes me think it's a little bit more mechanical. So my recommendation is you should see a neurologist or have your family doctor order an MRI of your back to see what is going on from a disc standpoint. Now, sometimes, depending on where we see a disc issue, and remember, the discs are like your pillows, your shock absorbers in between the vertebrae. And if you do have, let's say, a herniated disc, or if you have disc desiccation, drying out of the disc, you have some sort of maybe stenosis on your spinal canal, or some sort of possible neuropathy originating from the back, they could tell if it could involve your foot based on where the pathology is in your back. For example, L3, L4, if there's an issue between your lumbar 3 vertebrae and your lumbar 4 vertebrae, your neuropathy or neurological symptoms will be higher as opposed to L4, L5, or L5, S1, you know, because the nerves are lower. So something going down to the foot would be lower on your back than something just going down to the thigh. That would be more in the L4 area. So if your back looks great and 100% perfect, then I'd recommend having the neurologist take a look. Although I've really, honestly, for those of us that are middle-aged, I never really see any MRI come back perfect when you really think about it. You know, we put a lot of wear and tear. You know, we really, if we want to save our backs, we should walk like gorillas. We should be distributing our weight and our axis between our arms, our shoulder girdle, and our legs. But we don't. We stand upright. We walk upright. And when you walk upright, you put a lot of pressure on your lower spine. When you sit for hours on end, a lot of pressure of your lower spine. So anyway, my recommendation is see a neurologist, have an MRI of your back. Make sure you're getting checked for diabetes. Make sure your B12 Vitamin B12 could cause neuropathy, thyroid issues. But again, with that shooting pain, it sounds more mechanical to me. Who feel better with that? That's a tough one. That is a tough one. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, go to my website, sign into my guest book so I know where you're listening from. I'd love to know. I know what you think of the show. Please, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, and my email is drdahlia.com. So this kind of shocked me. Prosecutors have indicted four people for allegedly ignoring U.S. FDA orders and distributing more than 110,000 pounds of contaminated cheese. The cheese had salmonella, E. coli, and other potentially harmful bacteria. And from what I also understand, mold. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago says the suspects even scraped mold and fungus off 35 to 40-pound wheels of Mexican cheese that unhappy customers had returned. They scraped it off so it could be resold. They said there's no evidence thus far that anybody became ill. A Wisconsin company distributed the cheese under the brand Queso Cincha de Guerrero to Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Georgia, and Texas, issued a recall in 2007. To cover up the distribution, the defendants allegedly sent false documentation to the FDA. They're charged with violating food safety laws, I bet. Wow. Oh, that's disgusting. I always smell my food. I always smell my food. Remember we were talking about that McDonald's worker that spit in the food? There was a mom and daughter that went through the drive-thru. Mom wanted to put some more sugar in the iced tea because it weren't sweet enough. When she lifted up the cups, she saw phlegm in them, and he's now hopefully facing jail time. Just inspect your food. Now, in Mexico, we are watching the Popo volcano. Popocatépetl, they're calling the Popo volcano, is spewing. Starting to dump ash. Mexico City is very close by. Tens of thousands of people in farming villages now being asked to start evacuating. There was some eruptive activity in 1994. I guess a major eruption happened about 1,200 years ago from what I understand. But it's starting to rumble, make more noise, get a little bit upset. So we're going to watch and see what happens with that. That's always scary. You know, a volcano that close. Volcano that close, all right? Not scary, but, you know, always kind of, you know, made us scratch our heads. Pregnant man Thomas Beatty. Remember the man that started to undergo transgender surgery but wanted to get pregnant? Had a couple children with wife Nancy, is breaking up with Nancy. He just finished his male gender reassignment surgery after having two kids, marrying her with a couple kids. They say the marriage is over. I don't know if he's closing up shop with his uterus. I don't know. I mean, he looks male. I would not know. You know, I mean, whoever's doing the surgery, I mean, they did a really good job. It did kind of look a little freaky when you saw him pregnant. Those were kind of interesting pictures. I couldn't get over how little hair he had. Gosh, I mean, I'm not saying I got hairy when I was pregnant, but boy, his skin looked smooth. But yeah, you're right. They could have touched it up. Where was his stretch marks? Boy, men carry babies a lot better than women. Dang. All right, guys, great show. Please tune in tomorrow. We are live. And keep those calls coming. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.